Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to the second hour of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy today, not Brandy, it is Matty Russell, who is in the
Norman Gunston of Channel 9. There's a nice description of Terry. Parra played Manly the week after Bozo passed away, and Manly were inspired and flogged Parra. I suspect Terry Hill's passing will have the same impact on Manly this weekend. Not looking good for Parra. Well, let's see. Here's another one. Morning, fellas. I'll be at the Tigers game on Saturday. Gee, it's going to be emotional with the Anzac ceremony and the Terry Hill memories. And I was listening to Joel.
Your Anzac experiences, if you've got family ties. We've been promoting Ancestry.com over the last few weeks, Ancestry.com.au. And military history, if there is some in your family and you'd like to share the story, please do today. Some brilliant texts have come through over the first hour. The latest ones in relation to Anzac Day from Tartha Eagle. Morning, Vossie and Matt. My overwhelming feeling when I look forward to a great Anzac Day and some great footy is gratitude. I am grateful that I've never been in a battle, in a trench, in a POW camp. I don't have lifelong injuries, and I do not lie in a cemetery in Turkey, Northern Europe, or PNG from service. To all my fellow SEN listeners, have a great day and be grateful we get the opportunity to sit back, watch the footy, and the worst thing that can happen is our team on wording that so well here on Anzac Day. Matty.
We've got one here from the Big G after Tartha Eagle set quite the standard. The Big G writes, happy Anzac Day and thank you to all past and present diggers. Just got in from the Dawn service with the daughter. So proud of her for following in my footsteps and making sure she attends. She came home early last night to get up this morning.
World War II, proudly seeing action in New Guinea and the Solomon Islands. I am looking at his war medals now. Grant knows what he would have achieved in the rest of his life, but he dies on the first day of Gallipoli, 34. He was the, how did we put it in the context? He was the Andrew Abdo of his time. So he was the first full-time club secretary of the New South Wales Rugby League, coming on board in 1909, young man, like in his 20s, but had already played for Australia, policeman, journalist, had achieved so much, played for Australian Rugby Union, actually, and came on board as an administrator, was turned it into a money-making venture. You know, a joint that had no money. He then brought internationals onto the scene. He brought rugby league into the schools, you know, a fledgling sport. How did he break that barrier down? But he did all these things innovative, well ahead of his years. And then as a politician, as the member for Willoughby, he gets up. And in the Australian Forces records, he's soldier, something like soldier number 326. So that's how early he would lose his life on day one of Gallipoli and the Gallipoli landing on this day in 1915. His brother, likewise, same day, few hours apart. And that remarkable tale documented in Australian war history that a stretcher bearer finds Ted Larkin wounded on the battlefield. 1916-1925. That dash does not tell the story. 3 years of his sporting career are robbed by the war. So he is out of action 17, 18, 19. He's, 17, 18, and then recovering in 19, returns. The war was over. But he goes off to war at age 22, having played a season of first grade, fighting in France, a battle at Dernancourt in France. He is shot through the right side of his body, right through his lung. He's told that, sorry, young man, you're not going to live. He gets through it somehow. And then they say, well, we've saved your life, but there's no way you could ever play sport. Your body is riddled with bullet fragments through the right side of your body. So thank you for your service, young man, but now go back and return to normal life. Well, Duncan Thompson comes back. Within a year, he's played for Australia.